And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Oh, I love it when a CD comes together.
It's like a remix version.
Yeah, it's a... It's a...
What?
No. It's scratching. We just took it literally.
That CD.
Thanks to our musical director, my 11-year-old son, Taylor Colmer.
He's on top of it, you
he
know?
He is.
Yo.
Nice scratch in there, Taylor. These things happen. Hey, somebody wanted to know about also the difference between a firewall and pop-ups or something or other, if there's some connection and viruses. And firewall is simply a way to remove yourself from the public. Let's call it like a caller ID. It's like you're removing yourself from the internet protocol numbering system as far as actively being seen on the internet by others. It's basically putting a kind of a cloak between you and anybody else. The 360, 400 million people out there that are connected to the internet gives you a layer of protection. If you're behind what's called a router, the high-speed internet routers, the broadband routers that most people have in high-speed internet situations, that also acts as a firewall. So if you have that one, and then you have a piece of software on your computer that acts as a firewall, now you have two bouncers at your door, which is fine. None of those have anything to do with pop-ups. Pop-ups typically occur one of two ways. One, if you go to a website that has it built into the website to say, when a visitor comes here, pop this up on their screen. Those kinds of pop-ups are fairly easy to combat with the Google pop-up blocker. Again, the links are on our website. And then the other type of pop-up is when you get infected, your computer gets infected. If you have one of these machines where you're not even on the internet and you're getting pop-ups, you're infected. You have spyware/adware all over your system that's causing that. So if you're, without even going on the internet, if you're getting pop-ups, it's far worse than if it was just a pop-up at a website. And if that's happening, you can try downloading some of the anti-spyware programs that we have links to. But at a certain point, you could be so infected that these programs, it's the horse is out of the barn. It's too late. You're going to have to have somebody go in and professionally clean that thing up for you, or you're going to have to reinstall the operating system, or you're going to have to find somebody that knows how to manually. And in fact, we have, if you're very technical, we have a program called Hijack This on our website for advanced users that can actually allow you to go in there and manually remove things from the registry. But it's kind of brain surgery, so the average user should not be engaging in that kind of activity. So all of this stuff, you know, like viruses and worms, I got a firewall. Why would I have a virus or a worm? Well, firewalls don't keep that stuff out of your inbox. And so the minute you open an email attachment or something that's infected, it can install a pop-up delivery system in your computer. That's one of the infections that I was talking about. It can give you a worm, a virus. It can give you anything. And it doesn't matter what the firewall is, because the firewall has been told to allow email through. It's your responsibility to keep your antivirus software and your Windows updates. And if you're on a Macintosh, you know this. Oh, Macs don't get viruses. Please.
Really?
You need to keep your operating system updated as well. And in fact, those links are also on our website, even for Apple users. You now have about, let's see, you have system updates that you have to do. You have antivirus. You have a firewall. You have spam utilities, if you so desire to use. And then you have adware, spyware utilities. So there's no less than six different utilities, typically speaking, that most computers are going to need to have. Question that a lot of people have is, well, Cox is offering this all in one package.
It's a security suite, they're calling it, and it's free, and I can download it, and I can install it.
Yes.
Tell me what we're going to do. We're not 1,000% sure, at least I'm not 1,000% sure, of exactly what it is. So rather than throw you kind of an answer that's kind of made up, we're going to review it this week.
I, on the other hand, will make up an answer right now.
Okay, you go ahead.
I do know this. You have to uninstall all your other stuff if you're going to install their stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So that instantly means whatever you were using. In other words, if you're one of these people that has everything and you're using it, then don't worry about it. If you have absolutely nothing, immediately download that whole package from Cox.
And we're going to do a quick evaluation next week and give you a full report.
If you're somewhere in between those two, then wait for our report next week. So, again, if you don't have anything, yeah, download it right now because you're wide open out there. If you've got stuff that's working, you know you've been through this, and don't mess with it. If you're somewhere in between, wait for our report next week.
And it looks like they give you a pop-up blocker, piece of antivirus software, a personal firewall, and some sort of adware or spyware kind of removal tool. It looks to be like all this stuff, it's all McAfee products, but we're going to check it all out and get the all the information so that we can give you a much better idea. And I just set myself a reminder so I don't forget this. So next week we'll talk about it
and we'll
in depth.
And we'll test it on older machines and all that stuff so we have a real good review for you. Maybe that's our theme for all next week, really getting into this.
Well, if people don't have Cox high-speed internet, though,
No. Just the whole suite, the whole all six things that need to be done and really update all that information.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing. Are you listening, Chad?
Well, you know, along that lines, let's talk to Sarah.
Sarah, we have to talk to Sarah.
Sarah, smile. Hey, you have a question on your Windows laptop about combating pop-ups?
Yes, I found out how to block my own address file so that I don't get any junk mail. But the pop-ups, I didn't know if that was related, and according to what you've said, it doesn't sound that way.
Well, there's two kinds of pop-ups, like I said. Now, are you experiencing pop-ups when you go to certain websites?
Just generally, I would say I hadn't noticed whether it was certain websites.
Do you ever get them without even having your browser open?
No.
Okay,
no.
So it's only when you're actually surfing the internet you're getting pop-ups?
Right,
And quick thing to do, there's a link to it on our website. The Google Toolbar is an excellent little toolbar that will allow you to easily access the Google search engine without actually having to go to Google. That's one plus. But it's got a very good pop-up blocker in it.
That's what I use. It works really, really well.
Great.
So, like websites you go to, like if you go to ESPN, they always send you a little pop-up saying, hey, whatever. That just basically, it knows, don't ever allow that pop-up to hit. Or if you like, if you want the pop-up, so like if you go to if you do online banking, a lot of times the login screen will be a pop-up. So you have to allow that, and it's just a real simple thing of allow pop-ups at this site only.
Yeah, I think the button actually just says, allow pop-ups here.
Okay.
So it makes it really easy.
Yeah, it's really easy to work with, and it works really, really well. If you're still getting pop-ups and you got the pop-up blocker from Google, then you probably got a little bit more going on than just regular pop-ups.
That means we got some adware and or spyware problems, and so you'd want to check out some of the tools we mentioned through our website at that approved software link there.
It's so uncomplicated to own a computer nowadays, isn't it, Sarah?
Very much so, and at least Lost in the Fog won the Belmont.
What's that?
Lost in the Fog won the Belmont.
Oh, yeah, I was like, you're switching gears on me here.
Huh?
And Egghead came in second and Middle Earth third.
Now, see, that's the quality that we bring you on this show. Is it just about computers? No.
We tie it into horse racing.
That's right. It's a horse, of course. Sarah, thank you so much for that report from the Belmonts. Which you're probably going to hear on the news break here coming
probably
up.
You would. She beat
the award-winning news department here at KTAR to the punch.
Oh, Jamie West is going to be so disappointed.
Listen, if you want more information on the future of wireless, lots of links on our website. If you'd like to learn more about some of the things that we talked about, sign up for our free newsletter. Like this week, we have how to sedate that hyperactive Wi-Fi pop-up notification system.
Yep.
How to use the alt double click. All kinds of cool stuff. It's all free. DataDoctors.com. Go to the radio show section to hear previous versions of the show, the newsletter. And we'll see y'all next week.
We'll do that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.